Bava Basra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hay. In this Mishnah, we'll discuss when you sell an olive press, what is included in the sale. Hamochar es beis habad, someone who sells an olive press, mochar es hayam, sold along with it is the yam. What is the yam? Yam literally means the sea, but in the olive press world, yam is talking about the cistern into which the olive oil flows into and is stored after pressing. Ves hamamel, also included in the sale, is the mamel. Mamel is a stone with a hole in it, which you put in olives, and then you put in a piece of wood, and you use that wood inside the stone with the hole to break up the olives, so that when you press them, it'll be easier to press out the oil. Ves habasulos, also these pieces of wood known as basulos, these are boards of cedar, which hold up the korah. The korah in a olive press is the beam, which is the main heavy item which is used to press down on the olives and bring out the oil. So those are all sold with the olive press. Avolo machar esha achirin. Achirin are boards that were placed on the olives after they were already broken up, and you put the korah on top of them. They're not sold with it. I guess they're more portable. Ves hagalgol. And what's also not sold with it is the galgo, the wheel that they used to use in the pulley system to lower the and raise the korah, the beam on top of the olive press. That's not sold with it. Ves hakorah, and the korah itself, the beam itself, is not sold together with it. However, uvizman she'amar lo, but at the in a situation or a time when the seller says to the buyer, "Hu v'chol mash basoch, I'm selling you this olive press with everything in it." Kulan mechurin, all these items would be included. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Hamocher es beis habad, mocher es hakorah." He says he disagrees with the Tanakama. He says when you sell a olive press, you have sold the korah, the beam, because the beam is the primary part of the olive press.